Bucks and six. What are we doing? Sorry.
There we go. Yeah. Timing it out right.
Yeah, sorry. We got Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area and political director here for Civic Media. We were talking about the primary, and this is so... I'm not afraid of a primary, but this is kind of what I've experienced. And again, when I was, you know, for those that don't know, I don't know how the hell you wouldn't know, but I was a chairman of the Republican Party. And we had a huge bloody primary for Senate. And it was when Tommy Thompson and Eric Hovde and Scott Fitzgerald were running to face off against Tammy Baldwin. And what happened, so we actually had... our county party, where I was chair, we held a debate with all of them. And I think we were the only county party that did that. So, I mean, it was a pretty big event. And the candidates got here and, you know, we all kind of sat down and talked about how it was going to go. Tommy and Scott Fitzgerald left the room. And I was talking with Eric Hovde. I kind of was a little pissed at him. And I said, you know what you're doing right now? And he's like, what are you doing? And I said, your ads, what you're doing is you're writing the attack ads for Tammy Baldwin for September, God forbid, you know, if you don't win. And he's like, well, I'm just trying to win. I'm trying to win the race. And it's like, that's what you're doing. All you're filleting this guy. And so, you know, and Tommy won and he was so like out of money and bloodied and all of that. Tammy Baldwin had the airways to herself for like 6 weeks. And so I worry about that because it's like the Democrats have such an incredible opportunity only if they do it right. Mm-hmm. And not that a primary is a bad thing. I think a primary is a good thing because I think, like you say, it, you know, iron sharpens iron. But if all they're going to do is beat the hell out of each other for the next 9 months, oh, God, don't do that.
Okay. Other side of the coin, though.
Yeah.
Is that I think now is a really interesting time for the Democratic Party to figure out where it needs to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because I think, you know, all of these post-2024 conversations that we've been having for the past year, of what we need to figure out and where the Democratic Party needs to go.
Yes.
You know, I think so often there are Wisconsin elections that preview a national one.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yep. And so I think in many ways the Walker era was a preview to Trump.
Yep.
And I think... the same, you could also say the same for Tony Evers winning in 2018, kind of the elder statesman, in a crowded primary emerging. And I think that was in some ways a preview of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I think also last year with Kamala Harris, you know, emerging as the candidate after not really having a primary, I think the Mandela Barnes, Ron Johnson race was perhaps the preview of that one in Wisconsin a year of again, a very, very close election, but one where, you know, the candidate was not tested in a primary, perhaps the way they should. And then look at Rebecca Cook, right? Mm. She had a primary against Katrina Shankland in the 3rd congressional district, and she outran the top of the ticket in that 3rd congressional district. Part of that is because Van Orden is not a very good candidate.
He sucks so bad.
But part of it is because I think having to run against Shankland and having to run against another qualified candidate made her better for the stretch run.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think there's this kind of national conversation going on right now about like the Texas Senate race, whether Jasmine Crockett should get in or some of the other candidates. And like, I think we have to stop as... folks on the left, folks generally aligned with the Democratic Party in this day and age, stop the hand wringing about the primaries. Yeah. Like if this person can't win a primary, they're probably not set up to win a general election either. Getting back to the Wisconsin governor's race here, Democrats need to figure out where they're going. And I think this is an opportunity to have that conversation because I think you have... again, I think this is a really strong bench for Democrats.
Yeah.
I think this is a bunch of really qualified candidates. Sarah Rodriguez and Mandela Barnes and David Crowley and Missy Hughes and Kelda Royce and Francesca Hong. Like, these are a lot of really interesting, compelling people with strong track records and interesting visions. And I think I want to see what these people have to say once the rubber really hits the road, you know, as we get into next year. And I think this will be the type of primary that is competitive all the way until the primary. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting for the larger discussion as a whole, like you're saying, because we have people from, you know, that are running, trying to be a moderate, and then we have Francesca tax the effing billionaire song, you right. know? And so it, like, yeah. there's really going to be able to see what the direction is.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it is on the voters to decide.
Yeah, right.
It's not the party. It's not, yeah. it's not like some fundraisers or bigwigs or whatever. This is an opportunity for the voters to decide. And that's what we want. That's the democracy that works.
Well, yeah. I mean, democracy, that it's a good thing. That's why we're here. It's pretty cool when it functions right.
Yeah. I like democracy. I'd like to keep it around for a little while.
That would be, yeah, that'd be sweet. with the assaults that are happening daily on with the national side. But I want to, so we do have a real cornucopia of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk next segment about, okay, let's analyze it. Let's see what we've got. You know, who are the front runners? Who are the people that do, what's going to happen? Because mm-hmm. I think these are conversations that people need to start getting into their mindset of, okay, well, these are the people that are running, and where is this conversation going to go? So I totally agree. This is fascinating for the state as a whole. It's fascinating for political parties and people who pay attention and nerds like us.
That's right.
Yeah, we got Dan Schaefer here on the Rational Revolution. We're going to continue that discussion right after this. Stick around.